Wyden and I had an opportunity to be in discussion about some of that. Let me ask you, in my remaining time, about a budget increase, a $2 million increase in natural gas technologies R&D. And it's my understanding that this effort would fund an initiative with EPA and USGS to look at the impacts of fracking. And we had the advisory committee, the president's advisory committee came, reported to us, had a pretty comprehensive, I felt, report. They presented 20 specific recommendations for how any impacts can be mitigated. So I guess the question to you is, what was the flaw in that advisory committee's report and recommendations that you felt were insignificant and now warrant a second investigation, that we need to increase the funding? It's my understanding that the advisory board's recommendations are already finalized. Most of their proposed directives actually fall on the states, not necessarily on the federal side. So why are we doing a second run on this? It raises some concern by some that, that there's an effort to try to find a smoking gun about some bad news about fracking out there, and that's why we're going to do a second investigation. So I'm curious as to why this funding increase in this area.
Well, Senator, it's actually the exact opposite. I think the committee you're referring to is the subcommittee of the Secretary of Energy Advisory Board,
right,
led by
right.
John Dorsey. It's our view in the Department of Energy. First, I think that was an excellent report. Secondly, it's our view in the Department of Energy that if you look at the assets of the U.S. government, particularly thinking of USGS and the Department of Energy, and the intent is, can we help drive the technology development forward to help with the environmentally responsible fracking, so that the risks you can still continue to mitigate any potential risks to water tables or environmental impacts. And so the tenor of that report and the attitude we have in the Department of Energy is exactly that in helping with the technology. There are rapid advances in seismic technologies to tell companies exactly what is happening in fracking. There's a lot of recommendations that we have a coordinating role to help as information clearinghouses so that industries can share best practices with each other. So the intent of that fund was not another study to look